Hello, this is Natalia from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Can you please confirm to me your zip code?
What is the survey about?
It's just about general opinions about issues happening on the country and the community.
11204.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
A female.
Thank you so much. Can you please confirm to me the year of your birth?
1950.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you so much. Can you please confirm to me your race? Are you Black or African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or white?
White.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A master's degree.
Thank you so much. For whom did you vote in the 2020 election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else did not vote, not
Trump.
Eligible to vote. Thank you so much.
Sure.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, the U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Yes,
will you probably,
probably
not vote? Or will you definitely not vote? Okay, well, probably. Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power do you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
1.
Thank you so much. Please rate how much do you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. I strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree. Somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter too much, or does not matter at all. Protecting abortion rights.
A lot.
Thank you so much. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
I'm sorry, what was that question?
The presidential elections between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
The elections between?
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Yes, I'm not understanding the question. What about it?
Sorry. Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter too much, does not matter.
Matters a lot. Matters a lot.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter.
Matters a lot.
Protecting LGBTQ rights, matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
Thank you so much. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, protecting abortion rights, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will. I doubt I will. No chance I will vote.
I'll vote.
Would you say that you want to vote and probably will, or nothing will stop you?
I'll vote. I just, it's not, I'm not voting strongly for abortion. I think we got that question wrong before.
Okay.
I'm not strongly for abortion.
Okay, but will you say, in this case, how likely are you to vote on the following issue? Protecting abortion, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will if it is convenient.
I probably will vote. I want to vote.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will if it is convenient.
I want to vote.
Thank you. Election for the Congress, House of Representatives of the Senate.
I want to vote.
And protecting LGBTQ rights.
Sorry, protecting what?
LGBTQ rights.
No, not interested.
Okay, would you say that I doubt I will vote, no chance I will vote, if it is convenient I will vote?
No, I won't vote.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., someone else, or will you not vote, or are you undecided?
Trump.
Thank you so much. Now, if the election for the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom will you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party, or independent candidate?
Republican.
Are you undecided, or will you not vote? Thank
Republican.
You.
Republican.
If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will no vote?
Will not vote.
Thank you so much. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
Not much.
Thank you so much. Here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protection to the state of Bill of Rights. As anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability,
I couldn't understand you.
Oh, sorry. I am going to start again. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York state constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Probably no.
Thank you. Sorry. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment will... I am going to read a list to you, and you can tell me all that you think that applies. Put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution. Put protections for abortion into the state constitution. Provide protections on the basis of gender. Remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions. Prohibit using discrimination. Strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. Strengthen voting rights protections. prevent discrimination based on age give voting rights to immigrants?
No.
If you had to choose one, which one would you say that this amendment will do?
I couldn't really understand this quickly. I don't have that much more time, so could we finish up?
Yes, we are at 50% complete right now. We are almost done. The question says, based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, prohibit housing discrimination, strength?
It doesn't sound like I'm interested in this amendment.
Okay, but could you please select one of these? Strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, strengthen voting rights protection, prevent discrimination based on age, give voting rights to immigrants, prohibit housing discrimination.
I don't know.
Okay, if you had to choose only one, which one will you choose?
I don't know. I have to see it in front of me.
Okay, we have a list right here. I need to pick one to move on to the next question. I can read it to you one more time, and you can tell me which one do you think is the one that matches your opinion the best.
Okay.
Okay. It says, based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, prohibit housing discrimination, strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, strengthen voting rights protection.
Voters with disabilities. Put that one down.
Thank you so much. Now, knowing that this amendment will out protections for abortion into the state constitution, will you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment?
No,
or are
no,
you on the
no, no.
Okay, will you say definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is it somewhat or much less or more motivated?
No, not interested.
Would you say somewhat less motivated, much less motivated to vote on
much
the amendment?
Much less motivated.
Thank you. Next, I am going to read a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much do you agree. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion. From 0 to 10?
0.
Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups. From 0 to 10?
It's very important to what?
It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups?
Depends. I don't know. 7.
We need to focus. Oh, thank you. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to the immigrants. From 0 to 10?
10.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination. From 0 to 10?
10.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. From 0 to 10?
0.
Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth. From 0 to 10?
10.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. Here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York's state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At the moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protection within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you, but if you had to choose, how will you vote? Will not vote, no, or yes?
No.
Thank you. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Certain to vote. 50.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allows kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care.
Not interested. Against.
Okay, these are two statements. The one that I read before was statement A. Now I'm reading statement B. You have to pick one of the two of statements. I'm going to finish reading statement B. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all the people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Would you say that statement A, much more convincing? Statement A, somewhat more convincing? Statement B, somewhat more convincing, statement B, much more convincing, or don't know?
I think statement B is more convincing, I think.
Will you say somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you so much. Next, I am going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating the reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Where zero, where 10 means that you're extremely motivating. This is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it thinks you are somewhat motivating. And 0, you don't think it's motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into the power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November. From 0 to 10?
I'm not for abortion, and I'm not for transgender rights. So, just put.
From 0 to 10, how motivating would you say that was? 0 means not motivating at all. 5, somewhat motivating. 10,
so not motivated for what? To vote?
Yes.
I would vote against it. I would be very motivated to vote against it.
Okay, so would you say from 0 to 10, which number would you pick?
I guess 10, to vote against it.
Thank you. Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights for all of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government. From 0 to 10?
10.
Since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims out of touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. From 0 to 10?
0.
The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elect leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. From 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, these things change. It's okay if they did not, but once again, here is the text for Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state bill of rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not?
No.
Thank you. After reading all this information, are you more or less likely to go to vote on November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey? And is that somewhat or much more or less likely?
No change. I'm going to vote anyway.
Thank you so much. Now, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
Ten.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual,
straight,
or 4,
straight,
something else.
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Married,
single,
married,
separated,
married. Both? Married with a husband.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. In sorry. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Republican.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off?
Full-time.
Unemployed, retired?
Full-time.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
70,000.
Thank you so much. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you so much for your time. Have a nice day.